From NPR News in Los Angeles and Slate Magazine Online, this is Day to Day. I'm Alex Chadwick. The U.S. Supreme Court will not order the Bush administration to reveal the names of secret private advisors on energy policy, or at least not yet. Slate's Dahlia Lithwick explains all just ahead. First, the lead, and it is Iraq again. Insurgents today mounted the widest series of attacks since the occupation began more than a year ago. Scores of people have been killed, more than 250 wounded. The casualties include U.S. soldiers. The attacks came in the north and the west and central areas of the country. Joining us from Baghdad is Dan Murphy. He's a correspondent for the Christian Science Monitor. Dan, welcome to the program. And tell me about the sort of the broad area of these attacks.
The attacks stretched from the Baghdad area up north to Mosul, which is about 300 miles away. It's sort of the northern half of the country, and spread across five cities, and many of them were coordinated very early this morning. Mosul was hardest hit with a series of car bombs that hit the police stations and a hospital up there that killed more than 50 people. And, you know, what this is telling us, I think, is that clearly there is a very motivated and organized insurgency that retains the ability to carry out quite substantial attacks here.
It sounds more coordinated than we had thought insurgents were capable of. If that's the case, who does the U.S. military think is doing the coordinating? Who's pulling all this together?
The man who's having the finger pointed at him most often by the U.S. military and U.S. civilian officials is Abu Musab Zarqawi, who's a Jordanian militant with a history of training in Afghanistan, and he's clearly at work inside the country. However, whenever anything happens these days, he's very, very quickly pointed at as being responsible, much as Saddam Hussein was pointed at as being responsible up until his capture. So while I think that he may very well be involved in what happened today, we probably have a loose confluence or confederation of interests that work together. You know, obviously it's very easy to call and set things up rather than some Moriarty-like mastermind making it all happen.
What is the significance, do you think, of the wide area of these attacks and coming together?
Well, I think clearly that's designed to send a message that it's not just limited to a couple of hotbeds in the Sunni triangle like Fallujah or Al Ramadi, for one, and the other one is that there are clearly hundreds and hundreds, likely large numbers of thousands of people willing to participate in these things inside Iraq, and they are able to move around quite easily on the roads and overland. And what it tells us is that there's really been very little success in coming to grips with how deeply embedded this resistance movement is.
Dan, another issue. The Washington Post reports today that the U.S. has decided to unilaterally extend immunity to American soldiers and to private contractors operating in Iraq after the June 30th deadline. Now, these are normally covered by what's called a status of forces agreement, which would have to be negotiated with the Iraqi interim government. That issue now, what, has it gone away?
It's not going away. You know, usually you'd negotiate a status of forces agreement with a sovereign government, and the government isn't sovereign yet, but the Americans want their full legal protections and ability to operate unhindered before there's a sovereign government in case anything goes wrong. So they've decided to issue a coalition provisional authority order that will be signed by the current sovereign, who's Ambassador Paul Bremer, that will be grandfathered going forward and protect them. Now, obviously, they were hoping to cobble something together that looked a little bit more collaborative, but already there are signs of dissonance between the U.S. appointees to the interim government and the U.S. itself.
Dan Murphy, correspondent for the Christian Science Monitor in Baghdad. Dan, thanks for joining us on Day to Day.
My pleasure.